This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Pine Gulch fire near Grand Junction has shown little growth in the past few days. It has burned just over 139,000 acres. It's more than 80% contained. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg toured the fire's former front lines Wednesday afternoon.
The rugged mountainside just east of Highway 139 is a patchwork of green and black, with large swaths of charred trees and brush. Fire Public Information Officer Christopher Joyner says crews worked hard to save the few homes in the area, as well as critical habitat like cottonwoods.
A lot of what we're doing is what we call rehab work. We're trying to return it back to what it looked like before we did this suppression work to keep the fire from spreading.
More than 600 firefighters are still working the blaze, which last week became the largest wildfire in Colorado history. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
People affected by Hurricane Laura will get some help from Colorado. The Food Bank of the Rockies is loading two trucks this afternoon that will head to Louisiana. The food bank is packing items that can be distributed immediately, like snacks, crackers, and beverages. Each truck will carry about $43,000 worth of food. The Colorado Avalanche need one more win to advance in the NHL playoffs. The Avs stayed alive in their series with Dallas with a Game 6 win last night. The two teams meet again tomorrow, and the winner moves on to the next round. Colorado weather is sunny and fairly cool today with highs in the 80s along the Front Range and just above 90 in Grand Junction. It should be warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News.